So tell us one story about Baba at this bungalow.
Well, it's a story about the new life. That is the place also. You know, as I told you, came this afternoon, you were talking about the new life. So, we left the place on 16th October 1949, 56.
When was it? 49.
So, not to return. During our, exactly after a year or so, I forget now the year and timing also. So he says that he will step into old life for one day. One of the orders of new life was that any order or any wish that he expressed, we had to carry it out without any question of why and what and all that. Well, that's his wish, okay. So people were informed, of the old life people were informed, that he is stepping for one day only into old life because he had particular reasons. What was the reason that he gave was that, well, in the life that was there with Meher Baba, he would give orders to some people who would come and ask for something and say, do this and do that. So there were people who had been given such orders. Go out on all places of pilgrimage, sing songs, devotional songs, beg for food, don't touch women, don't touch money and this, and then after a year come and see me. Such orders would be there. But Baba all of a sudden abruptly left, so what about that? Then he had given orders to somebody whose mother was pestering, you see, the son, growing son, you see, who is now 21 or 22 years old, says, when will you get married? You seem to be loving Meher Baba and you don't wish to get married. Why aren't you getting married? So he says, well, what have I to do with getting married and all that, mother? Well, why are you worried about it? In due course, whenever Baba builds it, it will be so, and you know how it is. So she started pestering Baba. So Baba, when are you going to get my son married? And this, so Baba would write letters and this. And eventually, to pacify her, Baba made me write to her, saying that, well, don't you worry about him getting married. I will personally see that he gets married, and I'll personally attend the wedding ceremony. I said, so that's fine. So she was pacified, and so such people were there. Whose orders were given, and he wouldn't marry because he, in Baba's absence, he wouldn't want to get married because Baba would personally attend. So now Baba has left the place and is not going to return. What is to be done now? That means permanently he will not marry because he will obey Baba's orders. Such were the, what you call, relationship of people who loved Baba to implicitly and explicitly obey his orders. You see, that's how it is. So for that reason, Baba says, all right, those, because he knew about these things, Baba, so he says, I'll step for one day in old life. So that's how the meeting took place in the stable. That's what I'm saying. And there were many other good things that happened. And then, so then coming to that same, so he said, well, anything that you have to say, Baba is asking. So that young man says, Baba, you told me that my mother has asked me specially, has sent me today to contact you to ask you what is to be done now. He says, well, I've told you that I'll get you married. So of course, I'll get you married. Come on now. So he calls one of the old disciples of Baba, who was very old and all that. He says, come and stand here before me. So take him to be your bride. He's telling the young man. And Gustaji, who was given silence, who never spoke. So now you are his bride, and that's how it should be. And, well, I'll bless you both. So now I've got you married. Now you go home and get yourself married. But whomsoever your mother wants you to get married, go and get married. Yeah. So that's how it is. So likewise things happened. But the funniest thing that did happen at that time was something very peculiar. You want to hear? Are you afraid of hearing? Or you want to sleep?
Oh, no, I'm listening. Honest.
Honest. So what had happened is...
She won't comprehend him, but she's kind of shallow.
So... Just a step prior to that, what had happened was that in the early years, Baba would had come to be known by people over India, all over India. But then people were rather skeptical. Most of them were skeptical. So, he calls himself the ancient one, the one. You know what the meaning of avatar means? Avatar. Have you heard the word? Avatar is from a Sanskrit, derived from the word Sanskrit word, the ancient language. Avatarna means descent. Avatar means descent of God in human form. Just like Zoroaster and Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus the Christ, and like that, it's Krishna, Ram and all that. Descent of God on earth as man amongst men. So this descent is known as avatarna. That's why he is known as the avatar, like that. So how can that be so? So many people were rather skeptical about it and all that. But then, at that time in India, there was a lot of revolution going on. And many youngsters had cropped up, you see, and wanting to defend their country, and they wanted to drive away the Britishers and this and that and all that sort of thing. You know, India was under the British rule, you must have heard that. In 1947, there was the independence. So at that time, naturally, leaders cropped up for the volunteers to be led. And the volunteers were all Indians, and they were shouting hoarse against the British and the regime and all that sort of thing. So naturally these leaders were there, and they were much wanted, these leaders, by the Britishers. So they went underground. And one of them who went underground had great weight amongst the people of the area there, and he was not only just a leader or anything, but you may call it the commander of the forces, underground forces, you see. And he had his illegal weapons he procured, and he had all the sort of thing. So he was much wanted person by the Britishers and others at the time. So he went against Baba and says, who is this man who is now claiming himself to be that and all that? If I were to confront him and find him to be a hoax, you know, I'll shoot him on the spot. So such was the atmosphere, just to give you an idea about it. So this one goes on, and so there are other people who says, no, but you have no idea because you have just been hearing things, you know. But look, if you were to just see him once, it will be enough for you and all that. So sir, well, does he come out in the open? I hear that he's always in seclusion. I hear that he excludes himself. I hear this. And he said, no, he's on the streets if you want to find out. So then the persons who were associated with him, and who had some favorable words to say regarding Baba, said, by the way, you know, he's coming very close to our place, about 300 miles from here. If you want to have a view of him, you can go there. So where is he? So there was a big fair in North India there at that time. So he said, you can see him there. He said, will he be there? He said, no, he'll be there on the you'll see him from a distance. Of course, naturally, he doesn't mingle like that because of the fair. So then they see him from a distance, show him from a distance that he is there. And that very sight was there. To him, he appeared to be rather radiant. Means real radiant, divine. But still, he didn't have any, what do you call, good words to say about him. He says, well, anybody can have a makeup like that. There's no makeup. He's only on a simple shirt there. What is the makeup there? And all that. So that's how it goes. So then what happened was that one day when he stepped into old life, from new life, then the news spread that he's gone in new life. So he said, now he's absconding, eh? Now he has become an ordinary man. Now he is this, now he's that, like that. Because Baba said that I'm stepping down from whatever you may feel, I'll be your companion, and you be my companion, all that sort of thing. So that's how it is. I now know. So that's how it was. So this was a great opportunity for him, this man, to come in close quarters and see Baba. So those who were associated with him says, well, there is an opportunity. Would you like to come? So sure, I would like to come. So he goes there. He is in among the crowd, in that stable, mind you. It's a big stable, not just small tires. I think four times this year. One, two, and three. Yeah, from here to that wall. See that wall there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that doubles the size, you call it, or whatever you call it. Longer than this. So that day has come. He has been brought, unbeknown to us who were with Baba in new life. And that's how it is. And on the appointed day, at the appointed time, Baba comes inside. And all who were waiting for him, they naturally stand up, because they were told not to bow down to him, because in new life, they should not pay any homage or respect. So they come and they stand, and Baba says, sit down. He sits on a chair. He said, asks me whether all have come. Said, sure, all must have come, because your time had been given, so they must have come. So Baba, there were no other doors, because being a big stable, there was a huge gate at the other end. So Baba signals to me, he says, signals to one of the mandali, he says, go and shut the gate, so that nobody else should enter. There's a private meeting for a few hours. So that's what happened in that stable. So while the man goes to shut the gate, it so happened that three or four persons sneaked in and rushed towards Baba and bowed down to him, which was not allowed, because Baba was in new life. Baba wouldn't accept any obeisance. Nobody should bow down to him. So Baba himself got up from his seat there and bent down and bowed. Those people were embarrassed, so they bowed again. So I had to catch hold of them and stop them. I said, what are you trying to do? You don't know, don't you know? Who are you people? Why have you come? You have not been to all the altercations were taking place. So Baba says, doesn't matter. He's just trying to stop me. And he embraces them. Now you come for darshan. You had my darshan, now you can go. So they went away. In the meantime, the man was told to shut the gate, lock the gate, he did it. So when he came back, so Baba says to him, he was one of the companions in new life. He says, what was the order for new life? To obey whatever I tell you. I told you to lock the gate. What happened? How come that these strangers came inside? No, Baba, I went there and I saw one of our companions who was an old man, you know, the bride. Baba called the bride as bride, that old man, because he was very old. Gustaji his name was, right from the time of Baba Jan, he was there, Upasni Maharaj and all. So each one had handed him over to Baba. So he, and you know, when age is there, I don't know, again, you have no such experience. I have now. Every now and again we have to go to Pidu when age is there. Yeah. So he had to go to Piddle every now and again. So he knew it. So he had gone there and he saw him coming inside. So I had kept... He tells Baba that I saw Gustaji coming inside because he had gone there. So what? I told you to lock the gate, Piddle. You should have done it. And then Baba sat down and says, nobody yet knows how to obey me. Nobody knows. Even if I were to ask you to give me a slap, you should slap me. This is what he is now very firm, you see. we thought that Baba has called the meeting, and why is he calling this? Because it's always the case with Baba that some excuse is there, but what the drama that is being played behind the stage, we don't know till such time it unfolds, and then we become aware of it. So this is the drama that was enacted there. So what happens is that he says, come on, David, come and slap me. He'll call somebody, because they are all seated there. Come and slap me. So poor David, you know, very comes and slaps him like that. Like just like that. So Baba says, is this the way to slap me? He looks at David and says, is this the way to slap me? Is this the way to obey me? Come on. He gets disgusted. You come, Pedro, and slap me. So Pedro comes there, and he's little there. Baba says, what, are you patting me or slapping me? This is not the way to obey me. This is not the way to do this. There is nobody who, I want you all to obey me implicitly, went on and all. So then he called somebody else, and that was a man from Pakistan, Karachi, Meenu Kharasi. So he says, come on, Meenu, you come here and slap me. I want you to slap me. And he gave a thundering slap, you know. He turned Baba.
Do we see that demonstrated?
So what happened was that this is, Baba says, this is obedience. And I'm well pleased with you. And he embraced him and cuddled him and caressed his cheeks and all that. This is how you should obey me. All this is being noticed by that stranger who had come, you know, that underground man. And he being a commander, he is used to giving command, and he is expecting obedience from the volunteers, you know. And he, for the first time, he notices this. He takes upon himself in order to make us aware of command and obedience. He must be that. What happened to him, we don't know. But this is the drama that I have seen, witnessed. He steps forward from the crowd there, and he just takes his shirt out, drops his pants there, and stark naked, and falls there. He says, my body, mind, and soul, I surrender to you. So we all look aghast. What's the matter with this? He was a giant like a person. So Baba says, the first order I give you, put on your dress. That's how he put on his dress. And then he started, he was filled with emotions. He says, I haven't seen such a commander who commands such obedience through giving his personal example. See how you take upon yourself, and so on and so on. And then he was the one who was like a lion, became like a lamb, and did lot of, what do you call, going around all over India. He went to the States also. Did you see him in the States when he went Pukar?
Yes, Pukar came and stayed.
Yeah, but
there.
That huge person,
sure.
That Pukar. Dark person.
He's so
yeah.
Long
years ago. Yes, yes. He's dead. He has died now. Yeah. Yeah. So he went all over the places, telling people about who is Mer Baba. Yeah. So that's how it was. I said Pukar.
That's right.
Yeah. But then he took him to be a great commander and a person who could command, who could give orders and expect obedience. But he could not realize as to who he is. You follow?
Mm-hmm.